Buddhist man, wearing Buddhist mamen,
yep.
Wearing Buddhist men, but this is about magazine on RTR.
On 92.1 RTR FM, a weekly show on good news stories, also broadcasting through Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM on Menang Country in Albany, Sunday and Tuesday. Yeah, good to be back. Solo today, Jimbo, Tony's on assignments, and I've got some Whadjuk women on as guests today, talking about a range of things that are happening on Whadjuk country. As you know, we're broadcasting on Whadjuk country, and every day we have a welcome to country courtesy of Professor Richard Wally and Elder Nick Abraham. And we have a couple of Elder Whadjuk women coming in today to yarn, as I say, about Whadjuk, all things Whadjuk, talking about through a number of issues that have arisen of late. So solo today. So stay tuned, keep it locked to 92.1. If you've got any thoughts, 0405 921 921. Jerry and Tina Hayden. Good morning, Jerry. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in and being on the show here today. It's a weekly show, good news stories of First Nations people around the country, mainly concentrating too on our own mob here on Whadjuk country. And, of course, we also heard down on Menang country, you know, Albany mob, my mob. So welcome, Tina and Jerry.
Thank you. Glad to be here, Jim.
Right. I think the first thing I need to do is define Whadjuk for me. Who's Whadjuk?
Well, Whadjuk is a name, and I've known it, and through my mother, who is saying Whadjuk is a dialect of the Noongar language, and it's just one out of 16, but only 14 dialects have been used in Noongar country.
Right. And geographically, where's Whadjuk mob from?
Whadjuk is in the metropolitan area of, go far as Gingin, maybe just other side Gingin, just on the border of the Balladong area, down to Fremantle, just past, just on the border of Thomas Road in Kwinana.
Mm.
And out to Armidale and back up to Gingin.
Right.
So it's pretty big landscape.
Yes. So that's a lot of mob, eh?
Yeah. There's a lot of Noongars in that area alone.
A lot of Noongars, just because they live here, they think they're Whadjuk, but that's not right, eh?
That's right. We have that. That's it. That's everywhere.
So you've got to be defined by your country, not necessarily where you're born, but you're defined by who your mob is and your ancestry.
That's right.
Back through your apical ancestry, eh?
Very true, which I do at home with Noongar families.
Right.
I connect them to where they really come from.
So tell me, how are you two connected then? You started telling me offline, but explain it to me again, because it's quite interesting, because you hear so many of our mob saying they're connected to Old Fella Bennell. So there must be a lot of people, eh?
So
yeah.
Grandfather John, great-grandfather John
Jack.
Bennell.
John Jack.
Bennell.
Married. He had two wives. Granny Iluan and Granny Candy Ann Bayet, and Granny Jack. They say he was born in York, but there's no
evidence.
No evidence of him being born in York, but there is a photo, an old photo, where it's shown in I think it's at the Marlborough Reserve. Taken with all the old Noongars, and on that, or maybe it was that, I'm not sure, I think it was Mungalake.
Gallup.
Gallup.
Right.
And what was taken there, the little boy, what fair boy that was sitting on his old John Munger's lap at the time, he was the baby that was on his lap, and right. the mother
was
a young girl, so, John Munger.
He was on the lap.
John Munger,
right.
But John Jack is a son.
Okay.
John Jack.
Right.
He's the son of an Aboriginal Noongar lady, young girl, who they said that she was one of the John Carer's wife, cared for his wife and children. At the time they were in York, but because he was, you know, travelled all around the countryside looking for land and everything, this little boy went with him on his journey everywhere he went around, and it also went to your country.
Oh, down Minangway.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Did a lot of exploring down in the Katanning, Woodnalling area, Katanning, yep.
Right.
Did a lot, so it was always around. And he always took his son with him. It states that in some of the books. I know Shan was here. Shan would tell you the whole story.
We can always get Shan on the line if you like. Yeah. Well, two out of three ain't bad. Teddy, you said you're keeping a lot of records. Mm-hmm. Is that genealogies and family trees? You're doing that as a hobby? Or?
Yes, I've been doing it for the last 20 years. Just on different families. The connection that we actually have as Hayden sisters, our connection is through both our parents, through Mum Janet Hayden and Dad Aubrey Hayden. So Dad Aubrey's mother was Connie Maguire and Mum's was Martha Bolton Bennell. Nana Didley's father is Durham Bennell, Norman. And Dad's grandmother is Nellie Bennell, Nellie Maguire. And their father is John Jack Bennell.
There you go.
So you couldn't get any closer than us.
Whoa.
I'd say the rest of them come from the branches and the leaves.
Okay. And you're from the trunk itself.
I certainly am. We certainly are.
And you reach for the sky, the big tree, them roots go down there and they're all connected to you.
That's it. Yep.
So you'll have so many connections then through your own bloodline coming back, well, all over Noongar country. But you have strong affiliation with Ballardong too, eh?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Right. So, again, it's you hear so many people saying they're from this country. Mm-hmm. And you look at them and say, well, are you? You've got to take them on face value, eh? But sometimes you know just what they say or how they say it. There's probably uncertainty there.
Sometimes they can't give you the their great grannies.
Right.
You know, so then you catch them out and I'll say, oh, yeah, I know your great granny is. Oh, well, how do you know?
Yeah. And that's, I mean, from my side of things, you lose connection because parents were taken and they don't know.
Yep.
So there's some complications there, eh? Because people
is.
Then come to Perth, they might have a different background and they don't know, they're lost in a way.
Mm.
And maybe they think they are from here. So there might be some people disillusioned a little or have some racial identity issues. So that's, I guess that's a bit sad. And but you two are strong in your own way and you know how to sort that out. And Tina, you've been saying you're getting all these genealogies and family trees, so that's solid, sis.
Yeah.
Solid, sis. I'm talking to Tina Hayden and Jerry Hayden here in the studio at Moodish Mag RTRFM. Yeah, you might like to comment. 0405921921 is our text line, 0405921921. We're going to be talking some more about significance of country and what it means to you two as strong Wajak. I say yoks. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, I say yoks. Yogas is a plural, isn't it?
You can say juks.
Juks.
Or jugian. Yep. We're your sisters.
Yeah. Well, I've known you two for too long, haven't I?
Yes, you have.
Yeah, good times and bad times.
Yep. Always good times.
Karaoke mostly.
Yeah. So we're going to get through the hour. We'll play a couple of songs. And Tina, you requested People, My People. I hadn't quite heard it. We're going to play it now. And you've heard it where? Where did you hear it last?
We were down at Mandra one day and our Noongar mob down there sitting under the tree and they was playing it.
Good hour.
And from there on we kept it, didn't I? And Mum was playing it. We've also got Cassius Radovic Quatermain in the studio with us.
That's a big man here.
Yep, and this is his song, eh? Mum and brother's song.
We're going to play this song. You're going to have to give a big shout-out to all the mob. All your people you mentioned, big love to Mum. Fond memories of old girl and old boy. More so Mum than anyone else. We did a lot together, worked together, and all sorts of things. I think I might have played music at her 80th birthday, Anna.
Yes, it was her 80th.
Was that Beckenham?
Yep.
There Beckenham you go. Let's go to this song, and then you can have a big shout-out to all your mob. Here's People, My People. Welcome back to RTRFM 92.1 here on Whadjuk Country. Hey, tune in a little later if you missed the recordings today, missed the transmission. I don't even know what I'm saying here. You can stream it yourself later. This is a 188th podcast here on RTRFM, which means I've been around for 4 years or something on this radio station.
Hey. Wow.
Prior to that, Noongar Radio, me and Wayne Binder. But, yeah, talking Whadjuk today, talking to, I guess, the queens of Whadjuk. Hey, did I say that? The queen. Tina and Jerry, who have been very prominent of late and helpful in working with Stolen Generation people. We'll come to that a little later, but... So Whadjuk then, I guess, prominent because it's here in Perth. And Whadjuk country encompasses everything in the city, including the big companies and lots of Noongar people who live on Whadjuk country. Sadly, some of them think they're Whadjuk, but they're from other areas. What do you say to that? And we just had a little conversation earlier. I mean, we're all Noongars, eh? But we've been defined a little.
Yeah. Yeah, we are really, and it's sad because our old people never used those names, Whadjuk or Balladong or whatever. They always said they were Noongars. They were Noongars and Noongar came from as far as Geraldton all the way down to other side, Esperance, up the coast. That was Noongar, our Noongar people. And even when you look at history today, you find out that those anthropologists long ago who captured our language, our Noongar language, put it down, wrote it down for us. If it weren't for them, you know, we wouldn't have a language as well. You know, only some certain people were. Oh, we was brought up with Noongar language because we had our old people. Yeah. You know, our great great grandfathers and grandmothers, and they taught us. But there were times when children weren't allowed to be around, sitting around where our adults is, you know.
Yeah.
You had to be gone. So the only way we learned it is at home with our parents. But, you know, in the metropolitan area, I say, where Whadjuk is a regional council, and it's a name. And a name came out from the settlement, came out from native title.
Yep.
So what people are doing today are they're separating. You know, well, government always want to separate Noongar people and Aboriginal people in general. So what they do, they put fences between us.
Yes.
And it's not right. You know, we shouldn't be locked up in boxes. Our Noongar people are sure we got six other regional councils around in Noongar country. And they do their own business. Everybody does their own business in relation to the areas in which they are staying or representing those people. And what needs to happen is, you know, stop. Noongar people need to stop themselves from thinking that, hey, we're in this little box, so let's own it, you know. Oh, you can't be here, or you don't belong here. That's not right. You know, we as people have to stick together, because if the government see us as people being putting each other down, I tell you what, they do put a fence between us.
Yeah.
And we've got to stop doing that. Yeah. Mm.
So there's a cultural authority, of course. Cultural authority means there are people, culturally speaking, that can speak for country.
Yes.
But I hope you're saying, is that that divide and rule has sort of divided us a little, and that shouldn't be. We should revert back to times when we all were together and could speak together.
Yes.
So how can we do that? Do we have to get rid of the regional corporations, or does there need to be a process where we all come together?
No, I think it's just up to Noongar people themselves to stop thinking that just because they're in that little box, they can't open it up,
right.
But they can. And if they want to talk to other regional councils about what's happening, well, there's a body there. They all get together and they talk, but it's a matter of getting in touch with the people. Like, I can remember a long time ago that I followed my mum around to communities, you know, and talk to every Noongar person practically around, like setting up SAC, you know, Southern Aboriginal Corporation. It was a consultation where people got out and talked to people, and that's a big region. There was no money available in those days, but now in this today, if you want to go out anywhere, you know, it's all about money. Mm. All about money, and that's what's killing our people, I guess, is the fact that we gotta be together as a nation. Yeah. We're the Bibbulmun nation, you know, Noongar people.
True.
We should be very proud of who we are, and stand together to conquer whatever we need for our future.
Well, talking to Jerry Hayden, if I just close my eyes and listen to this woman, Tina, I reckon it's your mum talking to me. Pardon, even just now, looking at you now, like I just opened my eyes and, hey, look, Aunty Janet, right there. But talking to, I called them queens earlier, like I've known these two yokes for so long now, it's more than 50 years, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So we've sort of grown up together, always been close, and I'm going to talk a little during the show about a challenge we had recently. I've got to do it because I need you two are the experts on women's places.
I thought that's what we're coming in here for.
You two are the experts on women's places on Whadjuk country, so we might come into that. So, look, a big shout out. I've got fond memories of Mum, so we've got to play this song for the Hayden family, isn't it? This Archie Roach song. Yep. Let's play From Paradise. Ah, one of my favourites, well, artists, From Paradise. Took her away. I wonder who she was singing about. Still can't work it out. Mm. Yeah, this is Maurice Mag. I've got Jerry and Tina Hayden in the studio here. And you'll hear them also on Noongar Radio, Great Southern FM, and on Minang Country, Sunday morning 9:30 and next Tuesday morning 9:30. And if you missed the show today, you can stream it later on. We're about 188 podcasts. So I'm still sticking around here in Mount Lawley, my favourite haunting ground. Around the corner was Katakutu. There was a hostel there. Me and all the mission mob used to live there. Down the road was Kawinda. Over the road, other side was McDonald House. And look, and these yokes here are running around with us kids, hostel kids. Hey, all the local, probably Whadjuk then, they would be jealous of the hostel kids, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah. They would have been.
Because all that time, we never talked Whadjuk then.
No,
we're all Noongars.
We're just Noongars.
Well, we were staying out down at Miller's Cave.
Miller's
with
Cave.
With old Noongars down there on the railway tracks. No walls up, just sit along the railway track with the old Noongars.
My favourite, walking down Beaufort Street to the Advancement Council.
Yeah, Advancement Council, yeah.
And they used to dance there, right? The Noongar dancers. They saw line up in a long queue dancing, these fellows.
Coolabaroo, eh?
Coolabaroo, no, that was on the other side.
Yeah.
Oh, that was on the other side. Yeah.
So I want to talk to business now that's close to your heart, used to. But, there's been some disputes recently about women's places. You know, I'm not a big woman, but people tell me I'm a big woman sometimes. It is not about women's sites, birthing sites. That's kind of a little bit secretive. And birthing sites aren't secretive, eh? We know where they are.
No.
So where are they on Whadjuk?
On Noongar country, we are birthing places all around some of the waterways that are situated, and in particular, the birthing place that we were discussing is in Queen's Park, around about down in the, well, there's a street called Wharf Street, and all that, the property that's around there and those houses that are born built on Mamba country, Noongar country, Dubitch's land that was given to him by his father. And what you see, a birthing place, and, you know, honestly, I hear a lot of people say that it's a sacred site. I'll tell you, my mum was born on the river, on Avon River. My mum said her dad was there. Her dad was there when she was born. And if it weren't for our men, we wouldn't have any children. Our men are left out.
Mm.
A lot of people say this. So I don't agree with people, with women, when they say only women can speak for birthing places because they say it's a woman's business. Well, sure, having a baby is woman's business, yes, but having your family around you, men especially, the fathers, who also see their children come into this world. You know, they're allowed in hospitals and everything. But on our ground, on our budja, you know, it's very important that our men have to be there to acknowledge the fact that long time ago, when our old nanas and had their babies, you know, the men was involved. So, you know, I honestly, I listen to my mother. I believe what my mother says. My mother's been around, was around for a long time, and spoke to many Aboriginal groups as well as Noongar people all over the southwest, all over Noongar country. And to me, I will listen to her. I don't know what Tina have to say about it, but I'll let her say something.
So the birthing places in the metropolitan area, where would they be? I understand Kent Street Weir was potentially a place.
Kent Street Weir.
I don't know. I only know when we were talking about the birthing place being at Mamba Reserve, when Annie Shirley and the Thorns used to be living there, and we'd go there and support Annie Shirley and the family, with Mum and us sisters. They spoke a lot about Mamba and what it means to the Noongar people, Noongar women, and the birthing sites and that around there, which are very significant. But the men always walked around there. They were the hunters and that as well. So, you know, if it's significant to us all. Never mind whether they're men, women, children, it's a special place, and it's a special place to visit. There's nothing bad that's going to happen to you. It's just people. I'd say the people who think they know a lot and yet they've only just come out in the last 30 years about knowing about culture and knowing about Noongar sites, knowing about Noongar business, where we grew up with that, you know, as little kids, where we'd go around with Mum and Dad and they'd take us all around the state of WA, showing us different Noongar sites.
So, birthing places, not in Queen's Park, maybe Welshpool. Is that what you're coming to, remember?
I'm saying Welshpool.
Welshpool.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we have talked more recent too about Kent Street Weir as running water.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that's potentially a birthing place for Wajak Noongar people.
Well, the over there, there's a scar tree right next to the cafe that they got
right,
there.
Right, of course.
There's two scars trees. One close to the to the coffee shop is just a, like a little round bowl, either a bowl or was a kind of a shield or something. And the one at the driveway coming in is an old scar tree. It looks like it was a shield of some kind because it's much bigger.
Right.
So, but I know the area there, that the area, there was a corroboree ground. It was a corroboree ground. So there's a area and on the waterway there would have to be a place of some kind where there would have been a birthing place because the women always use the water, whether it be a little waterway or whether it be the river itself, to actually have their birth.
Right. Well, and of course, all these places of significance will be heritage listed. Yes. Our work's been quite strong for a lot of years, so all that work through the research, most would be listed heritage, or there may be some that's not.
The one that we found isn't.
I registered the two scar trees that was there when I was with the Land Council working as a project officer. I just come up on it accidentally because there was a survey that was done and I actually took over and found it there, and the people I took for the survey didn't even know it was there.
Right.
So the anthropologist that was there, I got them to actually register those two sites. Then they found more sites around the area.
Very interesting. And, I mean, that defines Whadjuk too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It defines what place of significance on Whadjuk country Whadjuk people will know.
Yes.
And others may be aware of it, but it's not something of significance.
Some ain't
to them.
Aware. Never been aware.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, well, if you've just tuned in, Jerry and Tina Hayden, the Whadjuk bosses today on RTRFM Woodish Mag. Here's Marinda's with Boomerang. Well, welcome back, RTRFM 92.1, Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM. Haven't heard from anyone. If you got something to say on text line, 0405921921, 0405921921. We're talking to Whadjuk specialists here, and Tina, in fact, has got lots of family trees and putting people right on who they are, where they come from. Because if you're unsure, maybe Tina's the one you talk to. So, yeah, Whadjuk, the Whadjuk Queen, where's Sian? Missing her today. Should have got her on radio. Could have got her on the phone.
We wouldn't know how to say.
Yeah, look, all things different, but we're talking Whadjuk today, and obviously Minang. We talked Minang last week. If you didn't, if you missed that program, tune in. I go to live streaming on RTRFM 92.1. Megan Cracker, big shout out to Megan, doing her thing around political aspirations. And, well, did you ever think about politics, Tina? Jerry, what did you think? Or you think you're a spokesperson already? You got the skills, you got the leadership, you got the bloodlines?
I'm not a political person.
Mm.
But I'll do anything for community and that. But, I leave it to the experts, Jerry and Sian. But I do think that, you know, they know a lot about political issues and that, and a lot of people try and shoot them down. They've been around for a long time. Jerry's, he was 16, 17 when she first started working around with Mum and going down to SAC and Aboriginal Land and Sea Council and Land, Aboriginal Legal Service and all that, so there's nothing that she doesn't know. So, you know, you Noongars can learn a lot.
So it's about knowledge, isn't it?
Yeah.
Knowledge, different to culture. Culture is one thing, that you have links to culture, and you two have proven that. Yep. Knowledge is another thing. You know, you're an elder because of your knowledge. Sometimes we need to sit and define what is an elder, because anyone over 50 these days, if you're a First Nation person, you're eligible for aged care services.
That's right.
But does that make you an elder?
No.
So the knowledge and how you represent your family too is you're a family elder. Mm. But you've two been doing around, and I keep looking at this woman here and I'm seeing auntie like. So you've learned from each other, and I guess all all of you have learnt from her. She, you know, you. I showed you photos a little while ago of my dad and my mother. I stand on the shoulders of giants, as you do, with mum and dad.
Yep.
So it's right. Look, it's really good for you to come into the program and climbing those stairs. I climb them every week. Management to give me an escalator.
They're terrible stairs.
You need an escalator, yep.
You've got to go Gunnamaya downstairs and upstairs to the office.
Yep. 0405 921 921 if you've got any thoughts. But, yeah, as I said, Tina Hayden, my guest today with Sister Jerry, I've been around for a while, and Tina's been specialising as a hobby looking at genealogies and family trees. I mean, it's time to give a shout-out. Who's listening? Who's listening to? Any of your mob listening? Any of your family?
I don't know, but if they are listening, tune in.
Well, tune in.
Very interesting today, interesting topic.
Right, it is, as I say. Look, every week we do stories on First Nation peoples, whether it be talking about Whadjuk Yoks. No, we won't have Jacinta Price on the program this week. She'll be in Bunbury tomorrow, apparently, so hopefully she'll get a good warm Noongar welcome, mate. What do you reckon?
Mm.
Do you think she'll get a welcome from the Noongar mob down there?
She won't get a welcome.
She got all the Munarchers down there.
So all the police will be protecting
her? They'll protect her, yeah.
They'll be protecting her.
They'll protect her.
Noongar's told her they don't want her in Bunbury.
Well, there you go.
She says she's invited to be, she can come to any country. Well, this is Noongar country.
But she's not invited by Noongars. She's not invited by the Noongar people. And that's the problem. She's invited by the white society, the white elite people who say they represent us Aboriginal people. Not true.
We didn't want to get into politics, but we've been talking politics for the last hour. I mean, you're here talking about
That's right.
You know, so
Noongar politics.
Look, let's go to a band, Red Ochre. Now, you requested this, Tina, Red Ochre.
Jerry.
Yeah, Red Ochre.
Angel in disguise.
Here you go. You are an angel. Red Ochre, Eric Dalgetty, Red Ochre Band, playing in Quaritting tomorrow night, doing a commemoration for the late Beryl Dick, who was not only in Red Ochre Band, but Patch Up Band. Hey, how did they form Patch Up Band?
Yeah.
Like that song, hey, can we patch up? Can you play drums? Can you play guitar? Let's patch up, eh?
Yeah.
So then became Red Ochre Band. So tomorrow night, if you're not doing anything, Saturday night, eh?
Saturday night.
Quaritting today is Thursday.
$20
entry. Red Ochre Band. $20 entry, a little bit of a fundraiser. I know it's a long way to go. Red Ochre Band, if you just tuned in, I've been talking to Jerry and Tina Hayden. We've been talking all things Whadjuk because you're listening to radio on Whadjuk country. The relevance of Whadjuk, the significance of Whadjuk, particularly around important sites. Jerry's saying, well, there's no real important sites because if it is, it's for everyone. There's no generic thing. It's not a gender an agenda thing. No, agenda. It's not a gender thing. I get my words crossed here. Gender or agenda? What agenda you got? Yes, gender issues can be talked about, but Jerry's saying let's not get too paranoid about that because sites are for all of us, eh, Jerry?
Yep.
There's no gender-specific issues. And we got talking about birthing sites around Mumba, Welshpool and Kent Street Weir and the relevance of these places. Mm. And again, birthing places are not just for women. They're significant.
But not
just for women. It's significant for all communities. So interesting yarn here about people that I admire and have known for a long time. Sorry, Sian, you missed out. And you missed out on the chocolates today because we were eating chocolates earlier. Anything final you like to say about Whadjuk country and the work you're doing? Because, hey, you think you're getting off lightly, eh? I'm bringing you back, you two, and maybe Sian as well. Anything more you want to say about Whadjuk?
I think you should, Jim, when it comes to you, you know, Mum's told you a long time ago, you speak up, never mind whether you come from Minang, you speak your voice, make it be heard. For the right reasons.
Hey, she hasn't gone. She's sitting right here, look.
Yeah.
So don't matter if you have to come up against women or men. You just need to speak your mind, and you're the leader for Yokai. You've started Yokai, and you started it for a reason. So, and Mum always had faith in you to speak the right words, and that a long time ago.
Speak what you believe in,
yep.
Where your heart leads you. And yours have been with the Stolen Generation for a long, long time, Jim. And you're the only person that I've heard talk about Stolen Generation or even want to do anything about the Stolen Generations, about missions around and to identify them. And I think that it's about time that all of us Noongar people got behind
Yokai
and
let your voice be heard
for Stolen Generations, for people that has been there and the people that have survived it. We're all here, we're Noongar people, and we've got to embrace what is out there before we can move on.
Thank you Tina. Thank you, Jerry, for being on the show today. RTRFM,
thank you.
We're going to close now with a bit of Mitch Tambo. I got some great music in the past, but it's a little bit of a vibe to close off the show here at Moorish Mag. Thank you for tuning in.